Hello,
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Adrienne Martin, and welcome to the Adrienne Martin Show. I am going to be interviewing Jeremy of Long Distance Love Bombs today, and we're just waiting for him to call in. I am just poking around my dashboard here to see if he's calling in and what happens then. So, Jeremy, if you can hear me, I'm hoping to get you on here in just a few more moments. I'm really excited to be talking with Jeremy of Long Distance Love Bombs. If you don't know about him, you certainly will by the end of the show, and I'm going to be on my blog posting a lot of things, you know, his website and Instagram and Facebook for him. So let me see here. Like I said, I'm just waiting for him to call in, and let me see. Okay, here we go. Sorry, guys. I apologize for I was writing all my notes and, like, getting all excited, and I looked up, and I'm like, it's noon right now here in Boston. Jeremy's calling in from California. So on air right now. Call in. So we'll see what happens in just a few moments here. Let's see. So sorry. I'm laughing because I haven't done a Blog Talk Radio show in a while, and I love this idea of just hopping on the phone and chatting with people. And, yeah, call in to speak to the host. All right, well, let's just wait a couple more moments. One of the first ways I got introduced to Jeremy and Long Distance Love Bombs is when he wrote a blog post for Rebel Society, which is a wonderful website to follow, and he wrote a blog post called The Fuck It Bucket, how we need to say way more just fuck it and just put it in a bucket and walk away. So, again, still waiting here, and I'm just poking around again my dashboard to see if I'm missing anything, which, of course, would suck horribly. So, Jeremy, if you're listening and you can't, you haven't called in yet, I apologize for that. And again, we're just waiting here. Yo, clips. This is funny. Isn't technology amazing and hilarious? So hopefully Jeremy's waking up in California and getting ready to call in. And we'll see what happens in the next couple of minutes. We'll give him a few minutes. I appreciate you guys listening in. I'm going to be posting this on my blog. And so weird that I can't figure this out on air. Here we are. I get it. I was listening to some beautiful songs by George Harrison this morning, and I was just about to start humming. Start humming them. How silly is that? Huh. Here we are. Studio. I think I'm in the wrong place, so I apologize again. I needed a few more minutes to catch up, and here we are. Okay. It looks like somebody is calling in. Let me see if I can put them on. Hello?
Hello.
Is this Jeremy?
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can. You've broached the technology gods.
Oh my gosh, I feel like such an idiot. I'm like, and then la la la. Did you hear me talking the whole time, just rambling on?
Yeah. It was nice.
Okay. Jeremy, welcome, and thank you so much for being here today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, and you as well. Yeah, you have to forgive me. I'm sort of not quite awake yet, but
that's okay.
Happy to chat.
Yo, good. That's what's great about that we're not doing it, like, on video or anything, that we can both, like, just be on the phone and maybe not shower or brush our teeth or anything.
Totally. Yeah,
so
in my pajamas, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. What I was rambling on about when I was trying to figure out how to get to the studio here was that my first introduction to you and long distance love bombs was through your post on Rebel Society when you wrote the Fuck It Bucket post.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
That was a good one. I was hesitant to post that. It had quite a lot of profanity.
And I think that's great.
It started with a bunch of friends in college as just sort of a mantra, or an excuse to just have a lot of fun in college, and then we got older and sort of spread it, and it evolved into like a philosophy of life and like oldness and taking chances and creating opportunities, and that one's been really popular actually. I've got a lot of nice comments from people on that.
Yeah, I think it just really resonates with people, and just sort of how, you know, we can sort of put these sort of mental shackles on ourselves, and that we need to let go of those and sometimes just yell, fuck it, move
yeah.
on. Yeah, you know.
That's right.
And so I saw that the other day that you posted that the Erica I'm just going to ruin her last name, Napolitano, post where she said, you know, let's 2015, let's have it be more, you know, fuck yes than fuck that. What I wanted to ask you, based on that feeling and your fuck it bucket, like, how do you think that we can all cultivate more fuck yes in our life than fuck that and fuck it?
It's a really good question. I'm perpetually working on that myself, and I think that's largely what drives the writing and the posts that I spread is basically I try to write the things that I want to read, and I try to post the things that I need to read, and so it's sort of about me just trying to keep myself going and not get drowned in the darkness of the day-to-day kind of stuff, so for me, I think it's mostly just about trying to cultivate that attitude within myself and try to realize that everything is a choice, and that what manifests in my head is entirely optional, and so I can choose to focus on the bad, I can choose to focus on the good, and that the more I practice those things, the better I get and the better my life becomes, and things are just nicer, I guess. And so I think it's just trying to espouse this commitment to regular progress that drives me.
I don't know if that makes sense. No, it totally does, because it's sort of a lot of like self inquiry, right? And looking at it all, and how do you project yourself out into the world, and how do you absorb the things? I mean, you, many people probably listening maybe don't know this, but you work to save the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, right? Is that what you do for a job?
Yeah, I'm a marine biologist. Like the long distance love bomb stuff is simply like I call it like a therapeutic toolbox for me to help experience the world and joy. And so like that's just it's sort of like a hobby that's becoming more and more not a hobby, I guess. It takes more and more time.
It's becoming almost like your life's work in a way, or your you know, part of your life's work, you know. But what I wanted to sort of tie in was that working to, like, save the Great Barrier Reef is a huge, it's a symbol, right? Because of, like, what the world is doing to the world. You see it every day, right? I'm sure it can be hard to sort of, it can be kind of a bummer. Like, how do you sort of stay positive and keep up this you know, that you do want to share these good, positive things. Like, what do you do for yourself? Because really the theme of all these interviews and calls and stuff is self-care, self-love, self-acceptance. So how do you do it for yourself in our world that can be kind of fucking depressing?
Yeah, dark and terrible. I think it is hard in terms of, like, the work that I do on the Great Barrier Reef, it's very depressing at times. You know, we've got a lot of really huge issues going on that are affecting this unbelievably beautiful ecosystem that the world treasures, et cetera. And I'm only one, you know, small cog in that machine that's working to make a change. And I think that there's a lot of parallels to the work I do with the writing stuff, with the long-distance love bombs, in the same way that, you know, I'm just one voice amongst many. amongst many, many problems, amongst many conflicting opinions and attitudes. And so I think really deep down it's just about me choosing to be the world that I want to live in. Like, I want to live in a world where people fight to save the most beautiful places on the planet. I want to be in a world where we have people being honest about what the experience is like and trying to encourage and inspire others. And so for me, if that's the world that I want to be in, I think the easiest way for me to see that world come to fruition is to try to actively participate in it and sort of like be the change I want to see, is I think what Gandhi said. So it's just about trying to live the life that I want to see.
And do you find, and that's not always easy, is it? It's not
easy,
and it's not, I mean, I think that a lot of personal growth and spiritual growth, I mean, some of it can be very like, you know, oh, think positive and flowers and sunshine and all of that, and that's part of life too, but there's a whole span of emotions and experiences, and I think those of us who really want to push ourselves not only to share and motivate and inspire others, you know, that we want to dig deep, you know, into all of it, the sunshiny stuff and the big shitholes, you know, and that can be tiring.
That's,
I mean, do you ever feel like you just want to be like, why did I do this? Do you ever feel that way, or are you at this point pretty motivated?
All the time, like I don't know. I find that it's really easy to be happy when it's easy to be happy. If that makes sense. So like when you're on holiday on the beach sipping a Mai Tai. Like, life is fucking great, because it's easy that way.
Yeah, you're Instagramming, you're like, yay!
yeah, hashtag, beach drunkenness, whatever. But, like, you know, 99% of life is not like that, and most of the times we're alone, and we get lost in our own heads, or bad things happen to us, or people betray us, or we get fired, or whatever. And a lot of times people don't talk about these kind of things, and so I deal with all this stuff as well. And, you know, sometimes I just sit around at night thinking like, I'm so unmotivated, everything I'm writing is crap, and no one's going to read this, and you just get lost in your head, and sort of, I'm just trying to learn more and more about how to get that shit out of my head, and the way I'm trying to do that is just to learn to be more vulnerable online, and being honest about how I feel, and then also realizing that I have the power within to change anything and everything that I set my mind to.
Right, exactly. And you touched on something, and I'm glad you said it, because I did want to bring it up, and I have like literally piles of notes, and I'm like, what was I going to say? And but about being vulnerable. Like you, Jeremy, put yourself out there. You share stuff and you're a guy. Like you're not, this isn't really like dude kind of stuff. And like what have you found in that journey for yourself, like it's scary a little bit. And so can you talk a little bit about this journey of vulnerability and that you're like a guy and how does it all kind of play out?
I know, right? And that's actually one thing I really would like to touch on, like just through the long distance love bomb stuff, is like 90% or 80% of people that follow me are women and girls. And for a long time, I still don't really quite understand it. I think maybe because I have a heart in my logo, or I talk about feelings and life and love and things, that it's not necessarily masculine topics like race cars and cigarettes or whatever in our today's society. But yeah, for me, I don't know. Like I feel like that's just who I am and what I've been drawn to, and that's what I want to write about. So when I first started, I was really like I wrote anonymously. I was so fearful of just putting myself out there, and then talk to people, and they're like, "You're an idiot. You can't do that anonymously." I'm like, "Ah, shit. All right. Yeah, you're right." So then I started putting myself out there more and more, and I find that it's just quite liberating. And I think people that read things online or read writing, that they're drawn to honesty, and they can tell when people are faking emotion. They can tell. They can see right through when people aren't the person that they're promoting themselves to be on the internet or through their writing or whatever. And so for me, I find that just 100% honesty is actually quite easy in terms of trying to remember my voice and who I am. And so Yeah, and so I think it's just easier the more you do it. And so now, like,
right.
I've posted a few things online where I would have, you know, literally no chance I would have done that a year ago. And now I'm just sort of like, fuck it. I'm like, what's the worst that happens? You know, someone thinks I'm, like, not good at writing, or some stranger makes a comment who I'll never meet. And
right.
Like, really, who cares? Like, I'm happy with what I write. I'm happy with who I am and who I'm becoming, and that's all that matters to me.
And have you found that your relationships in your life, your relationships with your friends and your family and partners and things like that, have they become richer because you've been able to be honest in your writing, and then probably, you know, in your real life you've become a little more honest as well? Have they become better? Have you lost any friends or because of this?
Yeah, no, I haven't lost anybody, and that's a really interesting question. I'm not sure. I've definitely been closer to some people as a result of my writing. Like, people mm-hmm. sort of occasionally look at me differently, or they'll ask me, you know, like, hey, man, are you okay? Like, I saw that thing you posted. And I'm like, yeah, you know, girls. but so, like, overall, yeah, I think I'm just more comfortable being open about how I feel, and I don't try to hide it as much anymore. And I better get it out than keep it in, I suppose. And like, I find, like, those people who are meant to be around, who are the good ones, who really value you for who you are, they're not going to necessarily care about something you post on Facebook. Like, they know the real you, and they'll be there regardless. And I'm lucky enough to have I've got a lot of people like that in my life who I'm just blessed to know and love, and who give me just undivided support and care when I need it.
That's awesome. I mean, you can't really, you know, ask for much more than that, you know. Can you, for some people listening who may not know exactly what is a long-distance love bomb, can you tell them what it is?
Yeah, sure. So I started years ago. So I have business cards that promote long-distance love bomb. So I've got a Facebook page, and I've got an Instagram account and Pinterest, and so I just write inspiring things to try to make the world better, or to make kindness cool. And so one thing I do is I just write little notes that are encouraging or inspiring, and I just leave them all over the place. I leave them in people's windshield wipers in parking lots, or between salt and pepper shakers at a restaurant, or on a bus. And so then the idea is that people just randomly stumble across these cards that say things like, you're beautiful, and life is beautiful, or, you know, it's going to get better, keep your chin up. So just sort of little emotional, encouraging notes that are just spread around the city everywhere I can. It's good, yeah. I've met some people that have found me on social media through these cards, and sometimes they arrive at the right place and time, and people read the things that they need to know. And, so it's just this little thing I do to try to spread some good in the world.
That's amazing. And people can people buy the cards, or you sell? I know you sell certain things that have your, you know, in quotes on them and things like that. But do you actually sell those cards for people to get and then write on themselves?
I don't.
Or they're just your cards. They're your own cards.
Yeah, they're just my business cards.
They're like your business cards. Yeah,
they're my business cards. But actually, I sent like 25 off to Canada yesterday because this girl was sort of demanding them and wants to do it. And she really believes in what I do, and wants to spread love bombs around her town. And so I just mailed her some. I've had a bunch of requests from people actually to send them cards. And I've got some ideas about maybe trying to make some that people could buy, like a big packet of 50 or something, and spread around. But
right.
I'm not quite sure what that'll look like just yet.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Or even small. Yeah, I think it's such a cool idea. There's a woman named Hannah, and she started something called More Love Letters. And the idea was to write anonymous notes to people. It's in a card and in an envelope, and you just sort of randomly leave it. And then she's also cultivated a whole thing where somebody can say, hey, I have this relative or friend who really needs encouragement, and then thousands of people will write them, you know, anonymous letters
cool.
of encouragement and love and stuff. Yeah, so this whole idea is just so, it's bringing us all together, and I think that we need that. We need to feel that we're not alone, that there is a connection no matter what, no matter if you're sitting in your house by yourself, you know, shackled to your own thoughts, you know, that
totally.
there can't be enough of this, you know, that's for sure. And does it, like, what is one of my questions here, is sort of, there's no kind of segue, but still, like, what is your kind of biggest fear, and then what keeps you motivated? What keeps you motivated to keep doing this?
Jeez. Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning to this philosophical conversation. biggest fear. For me, I think the biggest fear is just, like personally, my biggest fear is just letting the darkness overwhelm the light, like inside. Like I've had some years in the past where I was quite dark and stormy, and I'm happy with where I am now. And so for me, it's just sort of a daily battle to stay optimistic, to stay believing, stay hopeful, and do all of that in a world that's perpetually trying to crush you into these boxes of self-medication and doubt and despair and et cetera. And so, there are days when I definitely feel dejected and down and sort of annoyed that I'm not making as much progress as quickly as I want, or that I'm just one voice in many, and that, you know, really, what difference can I make? And, you know, all those standard sort of self-doubt bullshit things you tell yourself occasionally. But I'm pretty good now about recognizing when those things are happening. So I've been working on trying to be more aware of my own thoughts and how that affects my behavior, etc. And so it's just sort of trying to squash those things before they become too big. And the fear is that those little things become big things, and then you're down a road that you have no intention of walking down, and you don't know your way back to the light, I guess.
I think that is such a huge, I mean, it speaks to me very much, because the mind can just be a freight train running in a direction you don't want it to run in, and to be the observer of that is such a big step. And you know, observing yourself, like, oh, here I go again. Here my mind goes again, away, like you said, from the light, and how that can feel scary, but that we feel empowered to say, wait a minute, it's just a thought, or I'm just having this experience, and it feels real, and okay, take a deep breath, and, you know, move away from it, or just experience it and then move on. I mean, it's a skill. It takes time. You know, it does. It takes time and patience, for sure. For sure. So then when you started the whole long distance love bombs, and like, what sort of keeps it, what keeps it going? What keeps you like, yes, I'm moving forward with this?
I would just say a overwhelmingly stubborn refusal to quit something I believe in.
Nice.
So for me, it's like the big thing for me is just the connection I get with people. You know, I've hit a point now where I'm like, I have enough followers and I have enough connected readers that I'm getting really nice comments regularly, and I'm getting stories from people that say I've affected their lives and I've changed things for them, and so and that's just really rewarding. And I find that, you know, the more you give, the more you get, and that's so true. And it's such a cheesy cliche answer to say, like, oh, I'm doing it for everyone else, but like, it's really fulfilling to know that you're making a difference in people's lives, and that you affect people, and that things matter, and that you matter. And I think deep down we all want to have a purpose of why we're here. And so for me, like, if I can use some profanity to spread some inspirational shit online, like, I'm happy with that. Like, I'm happy with being remembered as a guy that had a couple good quotes that help people survive the day. You know, I think there's honor in that. And I enjoyed it too. Like, it's challenging, and like, it's hard for me to get up and do my 9 to 5 and then come home and have to do this other thing. And so I like the challenge as well, and it's fun, and I'm meeting cool people, and I'm, you know, doing phone interviews with strangers across the country, and like, all kinds of cool stuff, you know?
Exactly, and it's just, you're just, it feels like, if I guess, but it feels like you're truly enriching your life as well as enriching other people's lives. I mean, people are saying thank you. Thank you for writing that. I know I've read things that you've written, and I've been like, God damn it, thank you so much. You know, like, it feels good to read either something you connect to or someone feels the way you do, and it's not perfect, and it's not pretty, you know, that it's real. And then that is, I think, that that's a gift, and you're giving your gift and a gift to the world. So I'm saying a big thank you from all of us, really.
Thanks for the kind words. But, yeah, I think you're so right. It's just, like, there's so much negativity. Like, if you ever watch the news, like, holy shit, like, there's nothing good on the news. And so I think we need to have these voices, like myself and, like, the lady that you mentioned with the love letters. Like, there's definitely a revolution building. There's a collective group of people that are realizing that the world can be better and that we can make it better and that these small activities and projects are the way to do so. And so why can't we just be more positive? Why can't we help each other? You know, why can't compassion be the norm and kindness be awesome? And I don't know. It's happening. It's spreading one day at a time.
Yeah,
I guess,
absolutely.
Like
I think it's like it's beyond necessary. It has to save us. You know, it has to save us. Any little bit we can all do. You know, and I think it starts with this idea of an inquiry into yourself. How can I be more self-accepting, self-loving, you know, compassionate towards myself in order to then project that outwards? You know, that's a big part of it, I think.
Yeah, I fully agree with that. It's sort of this idea of, you know, who am I and who do I want to become, and what's the difference between those things? And, you know, am I living the best life that I can? Am I following my passion? Am I doing the work that I want to? And if not, then, like, how can I change those things? And change is overwhelmingly difficult and challenging and intimidating. But, like, you know, if you want to be someone different in 5 years, you know, you've got 1,500 little days or moments to make those small gradual steps. And, like, I think it's just dividing it into small goals that are achievable and realistic, and then just working day to day, work your ass off on being the person you want to become. Yes,
exactly. And being a little patient and loving yourself. You know, for all the you know, and because there's going to be bumps in the road, and just because you're not where you want to be doesn't mean you're a bad person or it's not worth it. You know, so it's just and so reading stuff that you write and that you put online is, I think, helps those moments and helps people that are moving forward and or at least want to, you know, so feeling less alone and less like, ugh. You know?
Yeah,
exactly. So,
good. The whole point.
Our time is coming to a close. Can you believe it? I'm so sad.
Yeah, I don't know how that just happened, but I think it was just
ranting
very
too quick.
Much.
When are you heading back to Australia?
I go back in 2 days. Yeah, so I'm in Los Angeles for 2 more days and then back to Australia.
Nice. Well, I can't thank you enough for spending some time here with me. I'm going to be posting a blog with a link to this interview, and I'll send that to you. And I want to say thank you very, very much for all you do and for your time today.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me and putting up with my my morning brain. I hope I made some sentences sound reasonably coherent.
No, you made perfect sense, and thank you for putting up with my, like, I don't know what I'm doing in the beginning.
Yeah,
no. So.
I thought it was just a
all
trick.
Right, Jeremy, I look forward to...
Okay.
Thank you, and we'll connect online, and have a safe trip back to Oz.
Yeah, thanks, Adrian. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and thank you to Jeremy of Long Distance Love Bombs. You can find him at longdistancelovebombs.com and at those on Facebook and Instagram. Follow Jeremy. He's great. Guys, we'll see you again soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for everybody for being patient in the beginning. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye.